Hey, howdy. This is a picture of the last argument that I had with my wife. And I said, hey, dear, we have arrived. We are here. I'm sorry that we had a little fight. You can come out now. Chicago. Chicago has such a history, you know. Boobity-boom, all kinds of bad gangster stuff, etc., and corruption of politicians, and now they have a mayor who is a racist. I mean, she's an absolute racist. She's black, and she doesn't like white folk, and she says, I won't have any more interviews with anybody unless they're black or brown. No more white people. Are you kidding me? That's what she says. I mean, that's illegal. That's immoral. Can you imagine if a mayor stood up in front of God and everybody and said, a white mayor, I'm only having interviews with white people from now on, no black people. Wow, you would have an eruption. You would have riots and shootings and deaths and mayhem. And here you got this woman, well, she's a nut. She's a total nut. The old liberal strategy, you know what, it's this. If you don't like the message and it can't be managed, attack the messenger. And they do that all the time as well, but they don't do it to themselves. You know, they should talk to the message instead of trying to manage the message. And particularly when the message is a stupid message, we don't interview white people, or be interviewed by white people, rather. Good bloody grief. In New York, you have the attorney general there. She's also black. Her name is Ms. James, and she's recently issued another stupid statement to Fox News, and she confirmed a change in its investigation of the Trump Organization. She hates President Trump, right? The big thing now is we better work harder. We worked hard to get him out of office. We told all kinds of lies and stories, but now we have to work even harder. We don't want him to run again, and if he does, well, you can't. We have to put him in jail. We have to do something. We have to make it up as we go, because this is serious stuff, because he could come back. He could come back and continue to drain the swamp, and we're part of the swamp, and we're having a happy life. Stay away, Mr. Trump. You know what? She says that he was an illegitimate president. She also adds that we are definitely going to sue him. He's going to know my name personally. We already know your name. It starts with S. That'll be stupid. Bad stuff. I mean, firstly, keep it to yourself. Don't talk all this propaganda stuff. If you have a fact, deal with the fact, like you're the attorney general. Charge somebody, take them to court. The public shouldn't hear about it until the court is over, really, but certainly not until you're in court. Crazy stuff. You know, in New York, ISIS spent many, many years trying to destroy New York. And the attorney general, the governor, and the mayor, they're doing what ISIS couldn't do. I mean, they've destroyed it. And there's a little bit left to go, and they're working hard at it every day. There is maybe a bright light. The former mayor, Rudy Giuliani, you know, his son now says that, hey, I'm going to run for mayor and I'm a Republican. I used to be a Trump advisor. There is hope. There is hope because the people, they're not liking this. They are getting it. They're not liking this anymore. This Democrat stuff, high taxes and no accountability and all of these stories. And people are finally starting to get it. They're saying, hey, maybe there's no substance to all this stuff. Give me a fact. The Democrats say, don't let a fact get in your way. The government of Saskatchewan, you know, and the federal government with regard to guns, the boom-de-boom stuff, right? They have CFO, Chief Firearm Officer, federally and in each province. Province of Saskatchewan recently appointed their own, one of their own people, to be the CFO. And while he's governed by federal law, he does have a lot of power, and everyone is very anxious to see what he does. And you know, he's excited about his job, and, you know, we'll see what happens. Bob is a very good friend of mine, and so I'm really watching and hoping that he'll give that pushback stuff to the feds and say, hey, guys, I mean, they're hunters and they're sports shooters, and you gotta leave them be. And all of us CFOs typically or historically, we go out and we harass the honest citizen. We make it difficult for them to get anything done. So, Bob, I hope that you do different than that. And I have every confidence that you will, because you're a reasonable guy. I'm looking forward to it. Montreal, touching more, again, on Canada. Quebec now can unilaterally modify part of the Canadian Constitution. This is a constitution that Quebec never signed. They're not part of it. They're really not even technically. They're not even part of Canada. And the Prime Minister of Canada says, I bless it. I give you my blessing. Now, it's depressing stuff, right? But the good news is you take all this depressing stuff and you put it in a pail and you stir it up and say, I have a solution, or I'm going to help. I'm going to do this. We need to know what's wrong. There's a lot of stuff wrong. I can't do this. this being a 5-minute show to tell you what's wrong. We would need 5 days, right? I mean, it's awful what these people are doing to the country of Canada. And now you have a province that says, we're going to change the legislation, or pardon me, we're going to change the constitution. And we're a nation. We're a nation with just one language, French. All you other guys aren't nations. We take your money. The whole thing is so bizarre, you just can't even make it up. And let me end with this. Well, are you still with me? Here comes 150 Americans drink. That's not right. What am I saying here? Just a minute. Americans drink 400 cups of coffee. I'll get it. Each day for 140 billion cups of coffee per year. If you live in Canada, based on everything I just said to you, y'all should drink whiskey. Hey, come back. See ya.